Hey, back now with Swampscott High School baseball coach Joe Caponigro. And coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, Rick. Nice to be back.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, it's great and pretty much a normal season now, finally. I want to talk about that in a minute, but what I'd like to do is sort of start current and go backwards because, man, you guys had an incredible game. I think it was up in Gloucester the other day, wasn't it, on Wednesday?
Yeah, it was up in Gloucester. Because of bus issues, the game was, you know, we were starting late anyway. A lot of the schools they're experiencing bus issues with lack of drivers. So we didn't start the game. It was supposed to start at 4:30. I think we started closer to 5:30, quarter to six.
Wow.
And it was a marathon. 14 innings. A lot of good pitching and some good defense, you know, obviously on both sides. To go, you know, 13 innings scoreless is pretty unbelievable, I think, in high school, you know.
Yeah, and was it, were there some tense moments, especially in the later innings, coach, for either team when you thought they might score?
Yeah, there were, you know, teams had opportunities. In the first inning, I think we loaded the bases, and you know. But then, as the game progressed, there were runners. You know, both teams had runners on base. You know, trying to sacrifice guys over, get them into scoring position, and there were just, you know, there were some very good defensive plays made on both ends to keep it scoreless. And obviously, the pitching was pretty outstanding on both sides.
How'd you get that run in the final inning?
I believe it was a one-out double. Our catcher, Connor Carenti, he hit a line drive off the right center field fence, which is it's a short, you know, not very deep out there, but it's a very high fence.
Mm-hmm.
He hit the top of the fence, and then our number four hitter was up next, and they intentionally walked him. So it was first and second with one out, and then I believe there was a ground ball that they tried to turn 2-1, and they got the force at second. So now we had guys at first and third, and then our right fielder, Dariel Echeverria, he hit a hot ground ball at the second baseman, and it took a crazy bounce, and I think it went over his shoulder. You know, just one of those baseball gods were looking out for us, I guess. And that's how the run came in from third base.
What time did the boys get home Wednesday night?
I think we got home. I think it was around 10:30.
Oh my!
it was a long day. A long day for the kids.
All right, so you guys are 3-0, and you were telling me you still have a game pending that has to be finished. Is that correct?
Yes. We our first game of the season, again, because of bus issues, we started late, and we were playing at Seaside, and we, through six innings, I think we were ahead by three runs, and then it was, you know, it was getting dark, and, you know, the umpires, it's, you know, the game's in their hands, and they said, let's go out for a seventh, and which we did, and we were the away team, and we scored three runs to go up by six, and then Marblehead came up, and they put a rally on, and we're up by three with two outs in the bottom of the seventh, and they have runners on, I think, on the first and second. They have two guys on base, I know that. And the game got called because of darkness. So Coach Giardi and I, we assumed it reverted back to this, you know, the end of the sixth inning, and that's what we went with. But then I heard from our umpire assigner, Skip Likens, earlier this week that the MIA said these games have to be played in entirety The home team has to have as many at-bats as the away team. So, bottom line is we have to finish it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the kids are seeing everything early in this season, aren't they? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. That was, you know, I know Michael say the same thing, Giardi, that game was a it was out of both teams' first game. It was sloppy. I think it was their first game. Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't. It was definitely our first game. And sloppy pitching, defense, and then, you know, give us a week or so, and we have this unbelievable game up in Gloucester, which was pretty, it was a pretty clean game, you know, all kinds of pitches were throwing strikes and kids were making plays, you know, so.
You know, that's, I didn't think about the bus situation because it's in the papers all the time, especially with school buses, and that is a residual effect left over from COVID. But other than that, Joe, how had preseason gone? Weather was cold, I know, but the fields were in pretty decent shape. And what were you expecting from your kids? Who were some of the leaders we can talk about?
Yeah, the preseason was, we were lucky. We set up scrimmages with teams that had turf fields. So we went over to Malvern Catholic for a, kind of a jamboree on that first Saturday of preseason. And then we went back there and played Malvern Catholic the following week. And then we had St. Mary's came over to our place because our field, like you said, was in decent shape, and we scrimmaged them. So we saw some, you know, some quality teams and some quality pitching, and I was very impressed with our at bats, and also with our pitching, you know, in the preseason. And although, as I said, the first game was sloppy defensively, and on the mound we did hit the ball, and we've hit the ball, you know, right up until that Gloucester game, which was our fourth game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the leaders, you know, have been, you know, our catcher, he's our number three hitter. His name is Connor Correnti. He is a senior. We have 11 seniors this season, and he's like a wall back there defensively, and he always barrels, you know, more often than not, he barrels up the baseball, and he does a real good job for us. Also, our leadoff guy and our shortstop, Matthew Schroeder, he started off the season 7-for-7, which I don't ever remember that happening, and he's played some very, very good shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
John Cuttle, he's our second baseman, and he's also a pitcher. He threw a shutout against Salem, a 90-pitch shutout.
Wow.
Where he had 13 strikeouts, which is pretty amazing because he was always around the plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that many strikeouts, you'd think that he'd have a higher pitch count. But, you know, he's been a leader. Pierce Friedman and Cuttle also getting hits. He had two hits against Gloucester, and he's been really playing solid for us. Additionally, Pierce Friedman, he pitched nine and a third innings against Gloucester. I believe he had 12 strikeouts, and he's definitely, when he's on, he's pretty, you know, he's pretty dominant on the mound. Cam O'Brien, he's, you know, the super athlete from Swampscott. You know, the football quarterback, point guard, center on the basketball team, and he's our third baseman and cleanup hitter. And he started out, you know, very well offensively. So we've got, you know, we've gotten a lot of senior leadership. Our center fielder, Jonah Catterett, he's also a good stick for us and a really good fielder with a strong arm. And he's our number five guy. And, we have a newcomer this year. Someone moved to town and just fell in our lap. He's our right fielder, Dariel Echeverria. And, he's a junior lefty batter, and he's a good, really, you know, good ball player. So yeah, we've been fortunate. You know, the kids, they're energetic, you know, all preseason, and they were doing workouts prior to the season officially starting. They were hitting on Sundays and also pitches with in a pitching program Sunday nights at extra innings. So they were very enthusiastic, and it's carried over, and they come to the park, and you know they're ready to go, and they're all business, which is which any coach would appreciate. So,
a couple more quick questions, Joe. What does the a game like Wednesday do to your pitch count thing? Because I know that the high schools are doing it differently again from years ago. So, what does that do? Like you, in terms of today's game.
Well, with today's game, they wouldn't let us play today because it's Good Friday.
So oh, okay.
I think that was Swampscott's the district policy, I imagine. And so we're playing Peabody tomorrow. Obviously, the starting pitcher who threw the other night, he's out. He's got to sit out four games, 4 days. Mm. He can come back and throw on the fifth day. But everybody else, you know, our other pitchers, we're in good shape. You know, we threw two other guys the other night. John Cuttle came in for 21 pitches, and Cam O'Brien came in for the last three innings. So, we're fortunate, I guess, in the way that the schedule has been set up, is that we're okay for our next game.
Excellent. All right, and finally, Joe, with the new system, the MIAA has installed power rankings and all of that. Have you scheduled, games outside the conference?
Yes. We've scheduled teams like Lynn Classical. They're no longer in our conference. They're in the GBL. So we're playing them. We're playing Melrose. We're playing, we already played Revere.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing, I guess it's Boston Latin. So we are scheduling, we have scheduled, I think it's six non-conference games. We're also going to be playing, Lynn English in the Mullins tournament. This is a tournament that I spearheaded, it's going to be played on Memorial Day weekend. It's in honor of Doug Mullins, the Lynn English coach, who I coached with when I was there, and who took over the head job when I left. He passed away. I'm 33 years old with cancer, and we're going to honor his memory. And this is our first year in the tournament, so we're going to be playing Lynn English on the Friday night of Memorial Day weekend. Lynn Classical is going to be playing St. Mary's that afternoon at 4. And then the consolation game is on Saturday at 2 o'clock, at 11 a.m. And then the finals is on Saturday at 1 p.m. So we're seeing some good quality non-league opponents, which I think if we're lucky enough to get into the state tournament, I think that'll help us.
All right, that's Swampscott baseball coach Joe Capodigro. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.